Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in beautiful North County Dublin. If you happen to be around this neck of the woods, pop in to the White Sands Hotel, visit their Oasis Bar. It's a lovely bar. It's just down below us here from our studio, and a lovely bar, fantastic food and great atmosphere. So if you're out around the Portmarnock area, please do pop along and give support to the White Sands Hotel, who have been very supportive of Jeremy and I with our Opinions Matter podcast, allowing us to set up our lovely studio here. So what do we want to talk about on this latest Opinions Matter podcast? Well, a listener to our show, originally from Southampton in England, but living in Lucan and studying in college here, has had his house attacked last night with eggs. The house he shares with three other Irish lads. He's the only English one. Three other Irish lads. Now, his name is Andrew. And here's his story. He hung an English flag. Not a Union Jack. A St. Andrew's Cross flag. The English flag. Out of his bedroom window on Wednesday night. Because the World Cup is starting this weekend. England play their very first match this coming Monday against Iran. And he's English, and he wants to support the English football team in the World Cup, which starts this weekend. Have a listen to his message. He sent us this voice note. He contacted us with a very detailed email, and then we wrote back to him and we asked him to send a voice note, which he very kindly did. And I want to play this voice note for you. So this is a guy called Andrew, who is not at all happy about something that happened to him over the last 24 hours. Have a listen to this message, please.
Hi, guys. I wanted to talk to you about something. I'm English, right? But I've been living in Lucan for 2 years now. Now, with the World Cup starting, I thought I'd hang one flag upright, so it's hanging off the top window in my house, and I didn't really think anything of it. I know, obviously, the neighbours aren't going to support England, that's fine, but I didn't think it would cause any issues, right? But then last night, somebody was running by, and they threw eggs at my house. And I wanted to know what you think, right? Because this is ridiculous. I understand that people listening might not support the England team. That's fine. But we have flags from all over the world, and I don't see why you target this flag for abuse more than any other one. Like, what do you think of that? There's going to be loads of people watching the England matches. You know there's going to be loads of people supporting them. And I don't see why you target my house just because it's got that flag on it. Like, it's not like I've gone crazy with flags or anything. It's just one flag, and if you don't like it, you can ignore it. It's not asking for your attention. Why would somebody do that? What, they don't like the England team, so they feel the need to do that? And then somebody asked me if I'm going to take it down. Why am I going to take it down? Okay, it's only for a couple of weeks. The World Cup's only a couple of weeks, and I'll still be supporting the team. So it's just one flag there. I've been happy here till that, right? Never had any problems, never caused any problems. But I just think that's so backwards. What do you think? All right, cheers, guys.
All right, there you go. So he's living in Lucan. He's a student here in Ireland. He's from Southampton in England. He rents a house with four other Irish guys. And from what I can see from the photograph, the flag is hanging out kind of the box room window, yeah, which is obviously his bedroom. And he wants to support his team. Now,
by the way, there's 300,000 English people or British people living in Ireland.
There are more Brits than any other nationality living in this country.
Yeah, so you know all the racists who always say, oh, we're being taken over by Romanians and we're being taken over by Nigerians.
Yeah, the biggest nationality we have is British people.
And they're all welcome.
And a lot of those British people would be English people, like our friend Andrew. Anyway, Andrew hung an English flag out his bedroom window.
What's a butcher's apron, by the way?
That's the Union Jack.
Ah, okay.
So that's the Union Jack.
Why is it called a butcher's apron?
Work it out for yourself.
Well, I can't.
Well, work out history. Go through history and work out that the Brits were butchers.
I failed history in school.
Well, anyway, that's it.
So, yes, because
this is the English flag. It's not the Union Jack.
So it shows you how stupid people are that they're saying, oh, the Union Jack, born the Union Jack.
Okay, so he's, as you heard, he's living in Lucan. He had the flag hanging out his bedroom window. He's supporting his team. I walked past a house only yesterday that had a Ukrainian flag hanging out the window. Not a bother.
Yeah.
Great. Lovely to see. And I assume that somebody living in that house is Ukrainian. Not a bother. I also walked past a house recently that had an American flag hanging out the window. I saw another Thailand flag hanging out the window. None of those houses, I would imagine, were bricked or were egged.
No. And if you're going to talk about... Okay, first of all, I completely disagree with the house being... I'm embarrassed. Embarrassed when we got that message from that fella, Andrew, who sounds like a lovely fella. I'm actually embarrassed for... I'm embarrassed for the lot of you, okay? Embarrassed for all the people who've been commenting on our social media pages saying, oh, I do worse. And we're going to be hearing from a fella who's like... Literally, from what I hear, he's going looking for the house in Lucan to brick it out.
Ah, stop.
Like with a brick in his car. That's a fucking dope, pardon my French. That really is.
Okay, but there is always this rivalry.
No, there's not. There's between, not. Only among ticks.
Okay, there's always this rivalry. For example,
you can have rivalry. Okay, yeah, can
for example, the World Cup starts this weekend.
Yeah.
And I was interested to read a story today, actually, about people supporting the England team. And wait till you get a load of this. This is a survey out today. Over one third of Irish football fans will be secretly supporting England in the World Cup. Secretly. In other words, there's always been that rivalry. And even if you're going to support England, you wouldn't say it publicly.
Okay. There's a difference between rivalry and bigotry. And the people who threw the eggs at Andrew's house are bigots. That's all.
I know. But
because I guarantee you, the morons that did this, and from talking to Andrew, what did he say? There was four or five of them?
Yeah,
because he saw them running away. The four or five morons that egged his house, I can guarantee you one or two of them were wearing football jerseys from English teams.
And you may be right, okay? No, they may be wearing a Liverpool jersey or a Man United jersey. Yeah. But, for example, one third of Irish people are going to secretly support England. That means they won't be wearing an English jersey, for example, which you would for the team that you support. Why is that? I mean, I'm always curious to know why you wouldn't jump up and down and say, I'm supporting the English team.
I'm supporting them. They're playing Iran on Monday. I'll be supporting them. I'm supporting them. No, I don't want them to win the whole thing, but I am supporting them.
What do you mean you don't want them to win? Why are you supporting them then?
I'll support them up until if they got to the final. Only because they...
and if they get to the final...
Then I won't support them. Only because I wouldn't want to... You'd never hear the end of it. But I hope they do well because...
So hang on, you are supporting England?
Yes, because here's the thing. Unlike most...
Would you wear an England jersey?
If I had, I'd love the England jersey, the red one.
Now,
in fairness...
The three lions.
And this is the... As God is my witness on my life, I did, because you're not going to wear an Ireland jersey. I was in Ireland or shite. We didn't even qualify. I looked up to see how much that red three lions jersey was, and it was 89 quid. I'm like...
Enough.
And I'm not paying 89 quid. But I would...
Sorry, you were actually going to buy one. Yeah, had it been 59 quid, you would have bought it.
But if you open my wardrobe at home, you'll find three Everton jerseys in my wardrobe from the last three seasons. So I have three Everton jerseys. I regularly wear them out when I'm playing football. I'd wear them out when I'm cycling. And I've never got any grief. Now, some of you dopes will say, oh, but there's a difference between an Everton jersey and an England jersey. Well, let me put that to you, you Liverpool-wearing jersey scumbag. If all the Premier League teams...
Yeah.
By the way, there's more jerseys sold, more English football jerseys sold in Ireland per capita than any other country in the world.
I agree, yeah.
Every little... My kid's going around the Chelsea strip at the moment. Every little kid in Ireland has a jersey of an English football team.
Okay, so if I were to give you an England jersey...
Ah, yeah.
Would you go... okay, Monday's match is at 1 o'clock in the day, but if there's an evening match, would you go to your local pub with an England jersey on to support the English team?
Well, I would, but my local pub ain't a football pub.
Well, no, okay, any pub that's showing the match.
Yes, I would. Yeah, I would.
In an England jersey.
But my point is,
well, I'll buy you one then.
They're $89.99. The point is, and this is the point I'm going to make, and you can all come on and argue with me, because this is one argument you will not win. And stop talking about history and, no, your history. None of you even did history up to the juniors there, for God's sake. You wouldn't know a history book if it fell off your head off the shelf, you ticks. My point is, okay, you all wear Liverpool, Man United, whatever jersey with pride. Tottenham, Arsenal, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
You wear them with pride. Now, you would say, what's the difference? Or, sorry, there is a difference. There is no difference. And let me ask this question to all of you as well. If they decided, if the Premier League decided from next year onwards, yeah, to put a little crest of St. George's, is it St. George's flag?
St. George's flag.
Put a little crest of St. George's flag on the sleeve. Would you still wear your glorious Liverpool jersey and Man United jersey?
You're obviously arguing that they would.
Of course they would. So you here's the thing. You're all angry, yeah? You're angry about history when you weren't even around. Like, I saw some fool commenting on Facebook, we were raped and pillaged by the English.
But that is a fact.
Sorry, here, Dean. Dean has sent a message. You weren't even alive when that happened.
No, but it is a fact. Well, you can't forget history.
Okay, we were bombed by the Germans in World War II.
No, we weren't.
Yes.
Well, two bombs by accident.
Just two bombs.
Okay. By accident.
Doesn't matter. We were bombed by the Germans in World War II, yeah?
Not the same thing.
Okay.
It's not the same thing. They were accidental bombings in Dublin.
Okay, I can't wait to be educated by all of you historians. I just can't wait.
Okay, so Jeremy is supporting the England team in the World Cup.
By the way, it's not just to...
Wear an England jersey if he could get one.
It's not to wind people up or anything like that.
I think it is, to be honest with you.
What is the difference between supporting Everton and supporting England? It's the exact same thing. And you may say, oh, well, Everton is made up of players from Brazil and players...
And that's true.
Yeah, but they all get paid in sterling and they all work in England.
This is Trevor.
How's it going, boys? So I see I'm doing a topic today about someone being upset, hanging out an English flag out his window and someone egged it. Jesus Christ, boys. And honey, it wouldn't be bleeding eggs if we saw that. It'd be bleeding rock going through the window. And see any English jerseys around Dublin? Nah. Not flying in Air City, boys. Not a bleeding chance in hell. Hope you talk about this, boys, and hope you get the proud Irish on. Alright, take it easy, boys. Thanks.
Okay, Trevor, I am proud to be Irish. I'm a proud Irish man. But did you hear what he said? He would brick the house if he saw an English flag.
That's the fool that sent another message. He actually privately messaged us on WhatsApp looking for the address of Andrew's house so he can brick it. Yeah, we're going to hand over the address.
We don't even know his address.
But
that's pathetic. Yeah, we don't even know his address anyway. 085-825-2626 is our number. You heard the message that we played from Andrew. He lives in Lucan. Somebody threw eggs at his house today because he had a flag hanging out his box room window for his football team, which is England. Now, as I said, I've seen Ukrainian flags, I've seen Thailand flags, I've seen American flags hanging out of houses, and nobody bats an eyelid.
You could literally hang a flag off any other country in the world, even a country that, you know...
Except maybe Russia. People might have an issue with Russia.
We have a lot of Russian supporters here. No, but the morons wouldn't even know what the Russian flag looks like.
No, but that's
true. The point is, you could hang any other flag, but... It's not even the Union Jack. Now, I find the Union Jack a bit offensive, I have to say, just because it's been built into us. But St. Andrew's flag or St. George's flag, whatever it's called, like, get over it. He's an Englishman that wants to support his team.
Grania, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Grania?
Hello, how are you? I'm talking today. I just couldn't resist this one. I just thought you were crazy. Who's that guy you're talking to? He hasn't a clue. Jeepers, it's an English flag, right? It's what it represents. If you live in the north, don't you dare say that it's not over. It's not over. It's for you guys. It never was. It never even started.
Okay, so you, I can tell from your accent, you are from the north.
Don't ever say that. Look at your history and go back and read up. And yes, it has a lot to do with it. You know, other flags didn't persecute us. Other flags didn't humiliate us. Other flags pulled out of countries, you know. The English have done this in every country.
But again, this guy didn't hang the Union Jack out of his house. He hung the St. George's cross, the English flag, out of his house to support the England team.
You know, at the end of the day, it's a team, and it's what the flag represents in Ireland. It doesn't belong. Simple as. If I went, you know, at the end of the day, you can open your mind to other flags, for the reason is they didn't do as much damage to the country, and they didn't separate a country. And look at you, you're separated from us already, the way you're talking.
I get the symbolism of flags in the north. I completely get it. I also get the symbolism of the Union Jack here in the south. I cringe, for example, when I see photographs from 1912 of Grafton Street with Union Jacks all the way down Grafton Street. I actually cringe when I see those photographs.
Yeah, but can I just people living in the past need to look forward and stop.
Okay, say that to our caller here.
Well, no, because our caller here you're in a different jurisdiction. Okay, and you may not like to hear that, Granny, but you live in a different jurisdiction. Mum, but she does. And if I lived north of the border, maybe I would feel differently. But down south, we're not affected by sectarianism down here. We don't have 12th of July.
Okay, do you think parades. I could wave a I could fly a Union Jack from a flagpole out of my house? Sorry, say that again, Grania.
We've got the Gaelic matches going on down there and things like that, you know, and there's a lot of Catholics, Northern Catholics going down. And sometimes like that, it is a wee bit riling when you see English flags, you know, just celebrating in what's supposed to be Ireland. You know, it's kind of a slap in the face to people that are living through.
You see, Grania, that's a political debate. This isn't a political debate. This is about a man, Andrew, who
lives. Well, it kind of is.
No, it's not. Your man, Andrew, grew up after the Good Friday Agreement. He doesn't know, doesn't care about partition, doesn't care about...
You know how dodgy that Good Friday Agreement is, and having shit like that rubbed in your face isn't going to help.
But this isn't about Good Friday Agreement. It's not about security.
Okay, well, let me ask
it's
you then, Grania.
No, I'm annoyed now because it's about a 24-year-old man from Southampton who lives and works.
Who lives? What? Get the flag in, stop me drawing attention to himself and causing problems.
He wants to support. He wants to support the national team of the country he's from.
Okay, Grania, let me give you another example. A couple, last January, a neighbour of ours is from Australia. And that neighbour proudly flew the Australian flag, which happens to include the Union Jack, by the way, outside his house on Australia Day, which is their national holiday.
Yep.
It's every January. He's a proud Aussie, and nobody batted an eyelid about him flying his Australia flag, even though it had the Union Jack in it. Now,
well, that's because the Irish went down and built Australia. I mean, it was a woman from here that went down and built up the boatyards in Australia, if you go back.
Okay, but the point I'm trying to make to you, Grania, is... None of the neighbours around where I live had any issue with him flying his Australia flag, even though that Australia flag has the Union Jack in it. Yet, in Lucan down the road, a fella flies the England flag from his bedroom and he gets egged.
Well, he should know better.
He should know better than to fly the flag.
Draw attention to your house. I mean, see, if that was a house that's dead in the north, it wouldn't last very long.
Well, it depends where you are. Okay, Jeremy, let's talk about flags, and I know it is a bigger issue in the north than it is here, but
yeah, it is.
I was up the north a couple of times over the last few weeks.
You're saying that we're separate now. That's where you're defining yourselves as a separate country.
Well, when I go up to where you live, if I were to be outside your house, my phone will tell me that I'm on the UK version of Vodafone. I'll also have to pay roaming charges. I can't use the money that I use down south. So you are a different, and I know you don't want to hear this, and it's not me saying it, but you are. Officially, it's the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland. That's not me that came up with that. I couldn't give a fiddler's.
Yeah, but you have to understand why it pisses her off.
Of course, it pisses her off. But that's not, that's not what this.
It really doesn't actually bother me, but what bothers me is the fact that it's getting you so riled up because it's annoying you that it's annoyed him.
Well, no, I just don't think anybody should be targeting me.
Jeremy, the point I was about to make...
Let me just say to Grania, if you check in, say in your local cinema, wherever, I don't even know what county in the north you're from, but whatever county you're in, if you check in on Facebook in your local cinema and say it's the Odeon Cinema, it will say Odeon Cinema, United Kingdom.
I
don't think she's aware of that.
I was up the north a couple of weeks ago and I was on the outskirts of Newry and suddenly I see all these Union Jacks and Northern Ireland flags and Scottish flags and all sorts flying around.
Yeah.
I found that distasteful. I just hate to see it.
I don't think any flag should be flown up north, but that's not what this... We're not talking about the north here. We're talking about Lucan. Dublin.
What Grania is trying to explain is it's all interrelated.
It's not.
Is all interrelated. Isn't that the point you're trying to make, Grania?
I'm afraid history's history, whether you like it or not, and there's too much still ongoing.
People who keep looking back.
If this country was all one,
people who keep looking behind them will never move forward.
Okay, but Grania is in that situation in a part of this island that she doesn't want to be part of the United Kingdom.
And I'll happily discuss this topic next week. That is not the discussion.
But it is.
No, it's
that's
not.
Why people find the English flag so offensive. You have to recognise that fact. Let me go to Robbie. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Robbie?
Nobody has to recognize the English flag. No one.
Sorry, say that again. Sorry, Gwen, you say that again. I didn't hear that.
Back on the English flag because of what they've done over colonialism. And even your guy that's getting tax relief, he's now, what, the Prime Minister of England? Nobody's questioned that. And he's getting, what, tax relief, him and his wife, because they're claiming, what...
No, but in fairness now, that has been questioned. But anyway, we'll do that's another... Okay, it's another day's work. It's another day's work. Hang on there for 1 second. Let me bring in Robbie. Okay, Robbie, you want to get involved in this. What do you want to say?
Basically, well, as I said, I agree with Jeremy. Sorry, you know, he's not a hypocrite, and I choke on those words sometimes. He wears his Everton jersey, you know, week in, week out. So why not support England? I think half these fellas like that Kyler, who said he's gonna brick your man's window. I bet he supports English football team.
I've absolutely no doubt you're probably right. He supports Liverpool or Man United or Chelsea or whatever. But let's go back to the guy who left the message in the first place. He has an English flag hanging out his bedroom window supporting his team in the World Cup this weekend, and some little gobshite decides to throw eggs at it today. What do you think of that?
Scumbag.
Okay, whatever word you want to use. That is your answer. That's what you think of the person who did that.
Oh, God, yeah. I'm personally going to be supporting Brazil because in my local, there's an awful lot of Brazilians drink there and I hang out with them and they get every weekend. I have a good laugh at them. So they go up there, obviously, supporting Brazil. Now, so I'm going to join in with them and I intend to have a good World Cup.
Now, we know that there are an awful lot of Brazilians living in Ireland. We saw this recently with their election. There was queues for them to vote in their election. If any one of them was to hang a Brazilian flag out of their house or their flat or whatever, nobody is going to bat an eyelid, sure they're not.
No, of course not.
And Grania, I have to bring you back in on this. If Brazil do well in the World Cup, we've thousands of Brazilians living here. If they all flew a Brazilian flag out of their flat, nobody would bat an eyelid. So why was this guy in Lucan egged for having an English flag? That's his team.
Because it's common sense. It's because of what it represents. It represents.
It represents the country.
India, parts of Australia, what things that was done to the Aborigines, to the, you know, this goes on right through the ages.
Oh, Grania. Sorry.
What goes on in Brazil?
Yeah, this represents to Andrew, who's 24 years of age and is over here studying. He doesn't give a fiddler's about colonialism. That happened hundreds of years ago. None of us were alive. Andrew.
Sorry, Adrian.
Andrew was simply flying a flag of the country that he is from. He's not responsible for the rape and pillage that the colonials carried out hundreds of years ago. He's simply putting up a flag to say, I'm supporting England in the World Cup.
And again, Grania, it's not he wasn't flying the so-called butcher's apron, the Union Jack, out of his house. It was the England flag.
Exactly.
Oh, that's even worse, is it?
The English flag and Union Jack is, you know, Georgia's, they're all the same. You know what I mean? They all come under that one crown, whether you like it or not. And I'm afraid that crown still runs a lot of this country and the South, your own half of it anyway. And a lot of your government are run by the crown. So, you know what I mean? You're under the thumb and the rule of it. And to have that sort of waved in your face after everything that's happened in this country, and it's still at war, there's still that thing going on underlying, even though we've got an agreement, there's still that underlying. But it's very delicate at the minute. So doing flags and things, like, especially when it's England and you're doing it in your capital city.
Okay, let me ask you one final question then. My colleague sitting beside me here, and I know you listen to our podcast and our show regularly, has told me, and I was shocked when I heard this earlier on, has told me that he is supporting England in the World Cup.
Let me get in there. Because I can separate politics from sport.
Okay, you're supporting the England team in this World Cup. What do you think of that?
The thing is, that's fine. That's great for them. I won't, you know, at the end of the day, it's football. It's what they did. They've trained all this time to do it. Fair play to them. It doesn't mean I'm going to run out and buy their jerseys. I'm not going to fly their flags. And especially, you know, I'm not going to support them. You know, they do well, fair enough. But, you know, I'd rather support my own country and buy their jerseys.
Okay, but unfortunately, your country, whether it be North or South, neither are in the World Cup.
Celtic and Rangers, like, they're two opposing teams. You know what I mean? If I went down to Dublin and started covering everything in Rangers, I don't think everybody would be very happy.
No, You're right. Okay. All right. Good to talk to you, Grania. Thank you very much indeed for your call. This is a heated debate about whether or not it's okay to fly the English flag from your house.
I'm getting threatened and abused. And what have I said? Like, if this was the discussion about me supporting...
I'll tell you what you said. Firstly, you said you would buy an England jersey if you could afford it.
Well, no. I said I wouldn't pay $89.99.
No, but if I give you one...
If you give me one for free, I'll bloody wear it.
And you'd wear it to a pub for one of the nights at an England match.
Do I look like the type of person that sits in a pub going, England, England? Here's the thing. Everton's goalkeeper, who's one of my favourite players, Jordan Pickford, is the English keeper for the
World Cup. Correct, he is.
How can I support him on a Saturday when he's playing for Everton, but say fuck off to him on a Sunday when he's playing for England? That would make me a hypocrite.
Let's bring in Jay.
Yeah, Jay Herb Martler. One more thing I have to say to you is, see the Queen, see Thatcher. Hopefully, the two of them rot in fucking hell. Up the fucking rah.
That's brilliant. That's really, really helpful.
Up the rah, Jay. Okay, saying up the rah. The IRA are responsible for the Oma bombing that killed 29 people, including a pregnant woman, yeah? You go up to the people who lost family members during the Oma bombing and you say up the rah to them. That's a childish, disgusting comment. The IRA, whether you like it or not, Jay, and you may not want to hear this, we're terrorists. And up the rah... Sorry, by the way, is Margaret Thatcher playing for the England team next week?
No.
Like, Jesus Christ.
Let me bring in Connor on this.
Morning, lads. I don't really have any sympathy for him at all. Like, he's hanging the flag of a country that invaded our country for 800 years. It's not too far removed from hanging a Confederate flag in America. Like, there'd be a lot of black people that have a problem with that. Like, it's just naive. Like, he's just naive to the history that happened in this country, like most Englishmen.
All right, Connor, thanks very much indeed. I have another message from Connor, who's very angry, in just a second.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast, the only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Oh, Land of Light, shining bright, lighting up the winter night. Come visit Land of Light and experience the wonder of a forest walking trail illuminated in all the colours of the rainbow, and around each bend a new surprise for the eyes. Land of Light is open the 18th of November and runs across Christmas at Belvedere House and Gardens, Mullingar. To book, go to landoflight.ie.
Now, a moment ago, I played a message from Connor, who was annoyed. Another message.
Before you play that message, I didn't mean it. I just got breaking news here from Sky Sports. They've released a team sheet for the first England game. Margaret Thatcher in goal. No, wait, because your mum was annoyed. Margaret Thatcher in goal, Queen Elizabeth is up front. King Charles is in defence. Yeah. That's going to be some team, let me tell you.
Here, Connor is on to us again. He's very angry.
They won't support people speaking our national language on our island, man. There's no fucking way they're flying a flag in our country. Piss off, Jeremy, you big prodigy.
Jeez. First of all, I'm not a Protestant.
Well, it doesn't matter if you are or not.
No, but I'm not a Protestant. It's a Protestant name now, Jeremy, in fairness. I'll give you that.
If you've just joined us...
By the way, Connor, you go an hour up the road from where we are and you'll see lots of Union Jacks flying freely.
No, and that was the point I made a couple of minutes ago. I was in Uri a couple of weeks ago and I actually found...
You won't see Union Jack in Uri.
I did. Just off the A1.
Jesus.
Yeah, I'm flying out to the railway bridge.
Were you up on cheap booze again? You're some man.
Let's have a listen to the original message that started this conversation.
Hi, guys. I wanted to talk to you about something. I'm English, right? But I've been living in Lucan for 2 years now. Now, with the World Cup starting, I thought I'd hang one flag upright, so it's hanging off the top window in my house, and I didn't really think anything of it. I know, obviously, the neighbours aren't going to support England, that's fine, but I didn't think it would cause any issues, right? But then last night, somebody was running by, and they threw eggs at my house. And I wanted to know what you think, right? Because this is ridiculous. I understand that people listening might not support the England team. That's fine. But we have flags from all over the world, and I don't see why you target this flag for abuse more than any other one. Like, what do you think of that? There's going to be loads of people watching the England matches. You know there's going to be loads of people supporting them. And I don't see why you target my house just because it's got that flag on it. Like, it's not like I'm it's not like I've gone crazy with flags or anything. It's just one flag, and if you don't like it, you can ignore it. It's not asking for your attention. Why would somebody do that? What, they don't like the England team, so they feel the need to do that? And then somebody asked me if I'm going to take it down. Why am I going to take it down? Okay, it's only for a couple of weeks. The World Cup's only a couple of weeks, and I'll still be supporting the team. So it's just one flag there. I've been happy here till that, right? I never had any problems, never caused any problems. But I just think that's so backwards. What do you think? All right, cheers, guys.
All right, there you go. That's his name. His name is Andrew. He's from Southampton. He lives in Lucan. We spoke to him earlier on. And interestingly, one of the reasons he didn't want to come on the show was he didn't want any abuse.
And he would have got it.
And he would have got it.
Yeah. He was actually, myself, Adrian was like, I'll line him up to the slaughter, the butcher's
apron. No, I didn't say that. I said, get him on. Get him on.
Yeah, and I told him, listen, you'll come on, but you're going to be, like, you're going to have the likes of Jay, Queen in Hell. And by the way, this fella, Andrew, because we've spoken to him at length, he's not a royalist at all. He can't stand the royal family. There's this perception that all English people love the royals. They actually don't.
No, they don't all love the royals.
First of all, most English people under the age of 40 don't love the royal family, yeah? They don't care or know about what's going on up north, in the north of Ireland. They've never even been there. Sure they haven't. I mean, the north of Ireland, I feel sorry for them. They're literally the forgotten land, aren't they? Because the majority of English people don't...
Couldn't give a damn about
them. They couldn't give a damn or don't even know what's going on up there.
Isn't that why Grania was so annoyed earlier on? Ash, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Ash.
Hi.
Well, Ash, is it okay for somebody from Brazil to fly their flag out of their bedroom window if Brazil do well in the World Cup?
Well, I don't think there'd be an issue, but in general, it's fine, but you're always going to have one person who has an issue with if it's England in the UK.
The point I'm trying to make, obviously, is nobody is going to have an issue if Brazil are in the World Cup final and we have thousands of Brazilians living here. If there's Brazilian flags flying all over Dublin, nobody will bat an eyelid. Is that right?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
However,
but with England, it becomes a bit more complicated.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. If England make it to the World Cup final, well, firstly, we'll never hear the end of it. But if they did, and people like Andrew are flying the England flag, it's a different story. Why is that?
I think you're always going to have somebody who has an issue with it. I'm from Luton myself, and I've just moved up to Belfast. And I would not dare. All my neighbours are lovely. I haven't had an issue with anybody, but I would not dare put a tricolour flag in my window because a brick is going to come through it.
Well, it depends on whereabouts in Belfast you are, but yes, it is a possibility.
I'm in East Belfast.
Oh, okay.
So it is a loyalist area.
Yes,
I haven't had an issue with anybody, but you're still going to find one person.
Yeah, I mean, I've driven up the Shankill Road in Belfast in my southern car and gotten dirty looks. It's an uncomfortable place. But is it because of all of that that it spills over down here?
More likely.
In other words, if you saw an England flag being flown out of a house near you, you said you live in Lucan, so
it wouldn't bother me. You'd have to expect that your house is going to be egged or have a brick through your window.
Now, there you go. You have to expect it. It's the England flag.
Well, you don't have to expect it. Because, again, just for context, last week, lads, in Dublin, in a shopping centre in Dublin, a Liverpool store opened selling all Liverpool. You know that, don't you?
Yeah.
In Dundrum now, there's a Liverpool supporters shop selling everything Liverpool. Yeah. What's the difference?
They're not selling Union Jacks, for example. They're not selling England flags. They won't be.
Okay, that's the hypocrisy. Just so I'm aware that everybody's a hypocrite about this.
I saw a T-shirt on sale in TK Maxx a couple of months ago Union Jack on it. And I thought to myself, what are they doing?
I was in Mr. Price yesterday and they had a Queen 2023 calendar. Not the band Queen, by the way.
Yeah, the Queen.
The actual dead Queen, a calendar for her. And I'm like, I don't think there's going to be many people buying that. It's just...
isn't this all the whole thing? And this is exactly what Ash is saying.
No, this is...
You have to expect in Ireland that you're the English... We have history. And that history revolves around symbols like flags.
We have history. But why, Ash, would you have a problem with the German flag?
I personally wouldn't have a problem with any flag.
No, Germany tried to wipe the whole Europe out at one stage.
We're over that.
But that happened more recently than the Brits colonising Ireland. Germany only 60 years ago tried to wipe out the whole. Hitler wanted us all speaking German, walking around with moustaches. Yeah, if he had his way, we'd be doing the show in German now. Yeah, and we're not. Nicked, we're not. So what is the difference? Why is there no hatred towards Germany?
I'll tell you part of the reason.
Because we've moved on.
No.
Yes.
This is why Grania at the start of this conversation was getting so annoyed with you. There is a part of this island that the Brits still occupy that half the population up there aren't happy with. They don't want Britain controlling the north.
Can I say to them, if you're listening up there, you're getting a much better deal under...
Nah, I don't know about that.
What?
I don't know about that.
So we can't afford the north.
Let me go to line three. Vanessa, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Vanessa?
How are you, Zed?
Good, thanks, Vanessa. Well, can you understand how it is that Andrew's house was egged today just because he had an English flag hanging out of his house?
I can understand the frustration at the flag, and people have a right to feel whatever they want to feel about the flag, but nothing gives anyone the right to cause criminal damage to a property just because they're offended by a flag. And that's what we're talking about. We're talking about criminal damage, whether it's an egg, whether it's a brick, doesn't matter. And what's worse, he's a student. He doesn't even own that property.
No,
so you can feel
not,
whatever
yeah.
way you want about it. You can feel whatever way you want about the flag. I am a proud Irish person. My partner is from Scotland. If I thought for one second that if he flew the Scottish flag from our window, that our house would be egged, I'd be going to the guards.
Okay, but the chances are, if it were a Scottish flag, it wouldn't incite the same sort of reaction as an English flag, because we Irish, for some strange reason, see the Scots as kindred spirits. We're all Celts, by the way.
Which is funny because they actually, the English used Scottish people to actually invade Ireland.
Yeah, absolutely.
It wasn't actually any English people.
I know.
Hang on, Vanessa. No. These patriots that have been messaging us all day, they know their history. What they don't know is that the plantations, which is what we're talking about, they wouldn't even know the plantation.
We're all Scots.
Yeah, they think a plantation was a weed growing out their back garden. No, but they would. That's how thick they are. The plantations, the plantations that came over to Northern
Ireland were mostly Scottish.
So
I know. But anyway, so Vanessa, you're basically saying that this guy Andrew, or are you saying this? This guy Andrew needs to be aware of the sensitivities. No.
No, because again, I agree with Jeremy. We need to be able to separate the politics from the football, and that doesn't always happen.
Okay, but when it comes to
how you feel,
when it comes to nationalities, it's very difficult.
But regardless of how you feel, and you can feel whatever way you want about it, you can feel any way you want about it. But causing criminal damage is never acceptable. And we need to be better than that.
All right, it was only an egg now. It was only an egg. He didn't set his house on fire. It
doesn't matter whether it's an egg or a brick. It's the same principle behind it. It's criminal damage.
I'm sorry, let's not forget, there's a fella messaging us Goodo here saying he's going to drive around Lucan with bricks in the back of his car. Like, that's...
And I hope he gets arrested, because he's a naughty.
Okay, so do you think it is perfectly acceptable in 2022 Dublin to fly an English flag out of your window if you want to?
Yes. Well, right. Okay. There's a specific context here. He is not flying it because he's English, even though he is English. He's flying it because he is representing, he wants to support his team in a football match, in a tournament. He doesn't fly it all the time. It's in that context. And it's within that context that we have to have respect for that.
Okay. Well, wait till you hear this message from Keith. He is really angry over this.
If that idiot decided to hang an English flag out in a country that was oppressed for hundreds of fucking years, right, Irish are still hated by a lot of English. He gets an egg thrown at his fucking window. Big fucking deal, it was an egg. Like, he's lucky that some fucking diehard fucking IRA fan didn't walk past and fuck something hard out of his fucking window. So what's he coming here for, hanging the fucking butcher's apron out his window? That was looking for trouble. Another fucking football hooligan probably wanted something done to his house so then he could put in a fucking claim or something a fucking Gilly's fucking stupid.
No, relax there, Keith, for God's sake. And by the way, the butcher's apron is the Union Jack. He was hanging, as you can see from the thumbnail on this podcast, the English flag, not the butcher's apron, the Union Jack. It was the English flag. Sarah, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, lads.
Hey, Sarah.
Okay, so I definitely know why I'm angry. I'm sure a lot of people aren't like well-versed in Irish history, but some of us actually did it for the Leaving Cert.
Okay, very
and
good.
Some of us stay with it and like we stay keyed in on it, but that he had to know what he was doing. Come on. Like he had to, whether he's naive to the history or not, you don't get an Irish person. We know better than to go into London and fly a tricolour in Soho or in Camden.
Okay, well, let me just stop you right there. And I want you to play the message from Thomas. Just have a very close listen to this.
Okay, have a listen to this, if you will, please, Sarah.
Lads, no, I'm an Irish lad living in England, right? And I have an Irish like tricolour hanging like up like in my bedroom. When people come over, they don't call me a dirty sectarian or blah, 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 whatever. So how the fuck do you expect? Why do people think, oh, just because you're Irish, your windows are going to get put in or blah, blah, blah? English people don't give a fuck. So why do we still give a fuck?
Okay, now there you go, Sarah. That's just exactly what you just said. You wouldn't fly a tricolour in Soho. He's saying English people don't care.
We didn't go into England with force and absolutely wreak havoc on their country. Like, well, I don't think
in latter times, the IRA did wreak havoc in their country.
I understand that, but the IRA was in retaliation to how many years of oppression. We tried to get our country back. I'm in no way defending the IRA. Like, you don't get an eye for an eye. Like, reacting in violence and smashing this guy's house up.
But
it's funny. Come on, sorry for
cutting across you, though.
You'll get over it, though.
No, I think it's just an egg. But here's another question for you, sir. You're talking about, you know, aggression and invading countries. You're in the States at the moment, living over there, I assume, aren't you?
I'm in Canada, yeah.
Or Canada. The United States, do you have the same hatred towards them? They literally invade every country.
But if I fly the
what's the name of the American flag again? What's it called?
Stars and Stripes.
If I fly the Stars and Stripes outside my house, there will be no hatred. I would assume there wouldn't be. That country is responsible for invading. And let me give you another one. If you were talking about colonization, the Spanish colonized half the world at one stage. Half of South America was
colonized. Exactly. I 100% agree with you.
Let me ask you a question then.
From being on this side of the world and seeing what's been colonized by the Portuguese, by the Spanish, by the English. Like, I'm living on the side of the world that was colonized, so I'm seeing it every day. I'm also seeing the indigenous people and just how fucked their lives are. Like, I'm currently living in British Columbia, so I'm really seeing what the English have did. But there's no responsibility for it in this day and age. It's in the past, fair enough, I definitely wasn't born before the Good Friday Agreement. My grandparents lived through it, though, and the generational trauma was passed down.
Let me ask you a question.
There's so much pain in the Irish people that, unfortunately, something as small as an English flag being flew in Dublin, it might have been flew in Lucan, but I can tell you, if you flew that somewhere like Darndale or Ballymun, there would have been more than eggs thrown at the
table. Okay, well, let me ask you a question then, Sarah. So you're living in Canada, and imagine you're going to have to dream this. Ireland were actually in the World Cup. The Republic of Ireland were in the World Cup finals this year. And they get to the quarterfinals and it's really exciting. And you put up an Irish flag, a Republic of Ireland flag outside where you live or hanging out your window in British Columbia. And somebody throws an egg at it. You'd be horrified.
I would be horrified, but my neighbours hang Irish flags right now.
Okay, but I'll stop you just there. All Andrew has done is fly the flag of the country that he's from with pride, which is what you just said your neighbours are even doing.
I 100% understand that, but I think the context of what they're proud about, we should be proud to be Irish. What have we done in countries like this?
Okay, but hang on,
don't think should be there.
He may not be totally proud of England, but he's proud of the England soccer team. That's all he's flying the flag for.
And I do understand that, and I do think we should be able to separate politics from sport. But again, if Russia somehow managed to have a soccer team going and they were going into a Ukrainian refuge area and some some naive guy just wanted to support his soccer team.
Okay,
he just
it is to slightly Russia different. It's slightly different because that's happening
if
here
a,
and
if
now.
If a German went into a Jewish community,
again, it's different
flag,
because those things are
because
happening
it was
here
in England.
Yeah.
But come on, and Andrew didn't attack anyone. His brothers and sisters never attacked anyone. His parents never attacked anyone. His house should not be attacked just because he's proud of where he's from.
There you go.
No, I don't agree with his house being attacked. I don't think that's right, but I just think
if he shouldn't have hung the flag
in the first place. I definitely do think he was naive for hanging the flag.
Okay, both of you stay on the line there for 1 second if you can, please. 085 825 2626 is our WhatsApp number. This is Jordan.
Hey, that's a great topic, but unfortunately, it's something that keeps coming up every few years. And unfortunately, it just hasn't changed. He has every single right as a fan and the support of his country to hang off any whatever flag he wants. You're going to see loads of them throughout the World Cup anyway. So to see little scumbags that think they know everything, they probably don't even in skill or something, probably wouldn't even know, don't even do history. They have no idea. But the thing about it is, though, no one was alive 100 years ago. We weren't alive around when the Brits occupied Ireland. So honest to God, let it go, please, for fuck's sake. Honest to God, let it be in the past.
Voted Irish Current Affairs Podcast of the Year. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Oh, Land of Light, shining bright, lighting up the winter night. Come visit Land of Light and experience the wonder of a forest walking trail illuminated in all the colours of the rainbow, and around each bend a new surprise for the eyes. Land of Light is open the 18th of November and runs across Christmas at Belvedere House and Gardens, Mullingar. To book, go to landoflight.ie.
An English student living in Lucan is a proud English football fan. England are in the World Cup. They play their first match next Monday. And Andrew decided to hang an English flag out his bedroom window, as you do, as we would if Ireland happened to be in that final. Even if we lived abroad, we'd hang the Irish flag out of every orifice we have, because we're like that. We're very proud of our team when they actually do well. Yet Andrew had his house egged this morning for having an English flag hanging out of his bedroom window. And that's the conversation that we're having. And we're trying to find out why... Well, actually, let me just read a message, Jeremy. This message just came in. I don't know if you've seen this yet.
No.
This message just came in and it says, that Jeremy Gimp...
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
...is a West Brit scumbag.
Okay.
He's making me sick with shit he's coming out with. I know... Oh, Jesus, here we go. I know where you park your car and I know it's a Hyundai.
Oh, thanks, Adrian.
Hope you have a windscreen insurance, you prick. There's about six Hyundai cars out the car park here.
I hadn't even seen that message. Sorry, can you read it to me again?
That Jeremy Gimp is a West Brit scumbag.
What did I say that was West Brit?
I'm supporting England. That's really primarily what you said.
Okay.
I'd wear the English jersey if I could afford it. He also said that.
I see his message now. Just give me 1 sec. Well, the reason I'm asking you to read that again is because I'm doing something while you read it. Read it nice and slow for me.
He's making me sick with shit he's coming out with. I know where you park your car and I know it's a Hyundai. Hope you have windscreen insurance, you prick.
Okay, Gary, and that is your name. First of all, thanks for that. We now have evidence of that. I was just taking a screenshot off your Facebook page. And if you look at Gary's Facebook page and you scroll down on the page, what's that a photograph of? What's he wearing there? And what stadium is he outside, Adrian, on that photograph?
That is Old Trafford, and that is a Manchester. There's a photograph of him standing outside Old Trafford in Manchester United with that Ronaldo thing that's now been taken down, by the way.
Yeah.
You know, the thing about it. That's hilarious.
Here, first of all, you know, yes, I do have windscreen cover on my car. And come here, if you're going to be brave and threaten me through Facebook with a message, if you have something to say to me, ring up the show and talk to me or meet me face to face. But like throwing a brick to the windscreen in my car, I have windscreen cover. I'll get that fixed. You're a prick.
Lauren sent us this message.
Jeremy, my partner is supporting England in the World Cup. He supports England all the time because for the same reason he's a massive, massive Liverpool fan and he supports the English players that play, and he supports the Premiership as his favourite football league, so he supports them. Like we don't agree on that. I don't. I'm happy when they lose, and you know, them losing is the same feelings I get as Ireland winning. But I think that when you're saying that you're going to wear the England jersey at Germany, I think there has to be something wrong with you, because even my other half wouldn't wear that, even though he's fully support them. Like, he's Irish, he will wear an Irish jersey. You know, and I think you saying that wearing, there's something, there has to be something wrong with you, Jeremy. Like, seriously, like, I think you need to have some help or get some help, because that's just weird.
That's just weird. The notion that you might even contemplate wearing an England jersey is just weird.
I didn't say I'd buy one. Didn't say I'd buy one.
No, but I said, if I give you one, will you wear it next week?
What, have you got one?
I'll get one.
Okay, can you give me...
You can buy them in the sports stores here in Dublin.
Can you give me a new windscreen?
No, I'll buy you an England jersey if I have to. Opinions Matter, our lovely company here, will buy it for you if you're prepared to wear it.
I will. I just couldn't justify the money. Would you think any less of me, Sarah, if I wore an England jersey?
My respect level would honestly go down for you, Jeremy. Oh. I think it would.
Jesus.
I would consider you a little bit of a proddy supporter. Not that there's anything wrong with being a proddy, but, you know.
It wouldn't go down like a lead balloon, so Jeremy.
Can I just state, by the way, Sarah, I'm not Protestant, by the way. I mean, children were christened a couple of weeks ago.
No, but sorry, the point being, I challenged him, Sarah, earlier on to wear an England jersey, and he was going to go and buy one, and then he said, oh, no, it's too dear. If I buy an England jersey, will you wear it here next week?
Yeah, but I... Again,
yeah, but what?
89 quid, I wouldn't justify that.
If I get you an England jersey, will you wear it next week?
Yeah.
Will you wear it into work next week?
Yes.
You will?
I will.
Okay, I'll have one for you on Monday.
Okay, what's the weather like, what's the weather like in BC, by the way, at the moment? Freezing, is it?
It's very freezing, yeah.
BC is what they call British Columbia.
I've been there, more than you have.
Have you been to BC?
I have, yeah, I was.
It's quite beautiful, it's just very cold.
It's very cold, but it's very beautiful.
There's a body that you're in a place that has the word British in the name of it, though. Say that bothers you.
Big time.
Yeah.
Honestly, it really, really does. If I ever wanted to go for Canadian citizenship, we'd have to swear an allegiance to the king, and I'm not here for it. So don't think I'll ever be a citizen.
But you don't have to walk up to Charles and say, you know,
Charles, I'm...
No, I don't.
I'm loyal to you, Charles.
We don't even stand for the national anthem when we go to games here. We're just... We don't want to support it. I'm here because the opportunity isn't there.
What is the national anthem?
Oh, Canada is the national anthem. Yeah.
Oh, Canada. Yeah.
Yeah, you wouldn't stand for that.
An ode to the royal family? No, probably not.
And then also, you've the added issue in British Columbia that the Union Jack actually forms part of the British Columbia flag.
So
yeah.
So Sarah, let's just call a spade here now, okay? You're a bit of a hypocrite as well. I mean, you want to better your life, so you're prepared to put your principles aside just to better your life.
Well, wasn't that what the IRA were doing when they were committing violence against England?
Why are we bringing the IRA in? I'm just saying, you're...
I'm just using the example of going back generations, hundreds of generations. Mm. All Irish people are trying to do is make their life better. If I could be in Ireland with my family right now, that's where I want to be. I've left siblings, I've left parents, I've left everyone to come here and make a better life. Maybe if England hadn't have fucked Ireland over just like, what, 130 years ago they were still in power, maybe I'd be
I've just gotten a message here. This shows how petty we are here in Ireland when it comes to the flag thing. Yeah, wait till you hear this, Sarah. My local pub, and I've just written back to this person to ask where is the pub. My local pub has cut out all the English flags off the bunting for the World Cup. So you know, like, you'd have bunting that has every flag of every country that's in this year's World Cup.
Yeah.
They've cut out the English one.
Oh. I actually think that's quite clever. It's funny. It is petty, of course. It's petty. It is unnecessary.
The pub is in Dunleary in Dublin, and they've cut the English flag out of the bunting.
By the way, and this is a conversation for another day, and you're very, I don't mean this in a condescending way, you're very, I love debating with intelligent people, and she's a very intelligent woman. I mean, that's another debate, whether we would have been better off if they hadn't invaded us. The majority of people and historians and economists and all that believe that we would be fucked if we weren't all speaking English, by the way. Like we're the
as a nation,
yeah, we're the only English speaking country in the Eurozone now.
Yeah.
And do you think Facebook or Twitter or any of them would have come here if we were all speaking Osgaelic?
No, probably not. No. All right, great to talk to you, Sarah, and thanks for listening to Opinions Matter in British Columbia.
Oh yeah, Sarah, we'll send you over.
No problem.
We'll send you over a selection. You don't get selection boxes in Canada either, which is a disgrace.
Do you not?
No,
you don't. No. You don't get anything from Christmas. It's not festive. It's not like Ireland. At all.
And that fucking Hershey's chocolate is shite.
It is dirt.
Sarah, we'll send you on a copy of this podcast and share with all your friends in Canada.
Well, I was told you were going to say a selection box, you cheap bastard.
I will send you a selection box as well. And
I look forward to it.
And share this podcast with all your friends in Canada and we can become Canada's most listened to podcast. There you go.
Absolutely, I'll make it my sole mission.
Great to talk to you, Sarah. Thanks very much indeed. Sinead, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Sinead.
Hi, Adrian. Hi, Jeremy. How's it going?
Sinead. Well, Sinead, I need a new car windscreen by...
Clearly.
by five. Now, the problem is, if he bricks my windscreen, I'm not going to get auto glass to come out to me at 5 o'clock on a Friday evening.
No, you might.
I know auto glass repair.
Auto glass replace.
I know they did it, but if I ring them on a Friday evening because that Muppet, what was his name, Gary, Muppet Gary bricks my windscreen, I'm without a car for the weekend.
Here. Sorry to Sinead, just before I move on with this. I'm just have to get a message from a regular Opinions Matter listener when you hear this. Ireland introduced bestiality and inbreeding to the world, and also the ugly gene came from Ireland.
Now, I wouldn't necessarily, but the bestiality thing I don't know about, but I wouldn't disagree with him about the ugly gene. Ireland are an ugly race, aren't we?
Did you say that out loud?
Ah, we are. Look at you. Look at the head
of
you.
West Brit.
Look at the head on you.
Anyway, Sinead, what's your reaction to the message that we got from the guy whose house was egged today because he had an English flag up?
Well, I think for me anyway, the first thing I'll say is it's obviously wrong. Anyone that eggs or damages someone's property is wrong. Like, express yourself in a more intelligent way than that. But I think the guy at the same time shows a lack of awareness of where he lives. If he's lived here for 2 years, he should be aware of the complex history, I suppose, between both countries.
Do most English people understand the complex history? The average English person doesn't give a rat's arse about Ireland. And that's
the
truth.
I agree with that. Like, from people I've met. And
absolutely.
People who are,
they don't know about it.
They don't even.
A lot of English people don't even know that only part of Ireland is owned by the UK. They think all of it is, or they think none of it is. They haven't a clue.
No. But I mean, I suppose the difference with this man is he's lived in this country for 2 years, I think, the message said. So, I mean, he should kind of have a bit of an awareness of it. But I mean, the analogy I give is, like, for a woman, say, you know, a woman should be entitled to wear what she wants or walk at any time of day or night. But you don't, because you avoid, there's that element in our society and you avoid those things. So when hanging out that flag, he is inviting that it's not right, that you're obviously not egging someone's house or damaging someone's property. It's not right. But he is inviting that wrong attention by putting that flag out.
Okay, but it is a little bit sad.
Okay,
isn't it?
Let me ask you a question, Sinead.
Yeah, go on.
When the last Pope visited Ireland, what's his name? I don't even know your man's name. What was his name? Your man.
Who?
The Pope that visited Ireland
John Paul.
Yeah, John Paul was here 2 years ago.
Oh,
we brought his coffin around.
Francis.
When Francis visited Ireland 2 years ago, whatever, 3 years ago, Sinead, lots of people, including in my estate and where my mother lives, put up that...
The papal flag.
The papal bunting, you know, that yellow flag. Now... Mm-hmm. That is quite triggering to a lot of people who have a problem with the clerical abuse that went on in the country. But not one person gave out about that flag. I find that flag a bit offensive.
Yeah, I kind of do myself, to be honest.
To me, it represents a cover-up of 100 years of clerical abuse.
Oh, I agree. When the Pope came over, I was there on O'Connell Street protesting. Yeah.
And sorry, where do you even buy that bloody bunting? Have you ever seen...
You can buy it online. Pope.com, you can buy it online.
You know, my years shopping in Mr. Price and Deals and all those shops. Have you ever seen papal bunting for sale?
No, I haven't.
I won't be looking for it, to be honest.
Okay, so anyway, the bottom line is you believe he should have educated himself. before you hung up this flag?
Because I just think a little bit more awareness. I mean, because
what I was,
the man should be able to put out whatever he wants.
That's what I was about to say. Because it is a little bit sad that a man from our closest neighbouring country can't put up a flag. But if Brazil do really well in the World Cup and there are Brazilian flags all over Dublin, nobody will bat an eyelid. That's a little bit sad, isn't it?
It starts with the whole thing of, like, you know, we'd love to live in an ideal world, but we don't. And that's the fact in this country.
Okay, because
there are people there that will do that.
I want to read a message out from Gemma. And Gemma is listening to us in England, and she's actually on
it's
a
amazing.
Train.
We have listeners all over the world.
All over
like,
the world.
Where else would you get that?
You wouldn't. So she's listening to us on a train in London right now.
Okay.
And she says, my name is Gemma. I'm 24, Irish born, but living in England the last 5 years. I totally agree with Jeremy. Andrew should be allowed to fly whatever flag he likes. End of the day, you'll see Irish flags flying outside Irish pubs here in London and no one cares. I wear my Irish jersey when Ireland are playing. No one says a thing. I will be supporting England throughout the World Cup. However, if Ireland were playing, I would be 100% backing Ireland and wearing my jersey.
Of course, yeah.
Gemma, thanks very much indeed for listening to us
By the way, Sinead, an interesting question just popped into my head here. Would you eat something that had the Union Jack on it?
What's that
I
mean?
Don't have any. I don't have any problem with a Union Jack or, you know, the English flag or whatever it is. I'm just saying there is that element in our society
that have a problem with.
The other part I'd love someone to answer a question for me is that those people that do have a problem with, say, the English flag or the Union Jack or whatever. Why do they support
English football
team?
Absolutely, and it's the age-old question. It really is,
and they don't believe they're hypocrites. Now, the reason I'm asking is one of my favourite shops to shop in is M&S. I buy a lot of my food in M&S, and one of my favourite desserts in M&S has the English flag on it because it's English food. And I'm wondering how many of them would. Now, have you ever tasted Eve's pudding, by the way?
No, is it nice?
Oh, Jesus.
Well, okay, but for example, Walker's crisps. I used to love Walker's crisps.
Yeah.
Until they started putting the Union Jack carved into the potato on the front of the Walker's crisps, and I stopped eating them. Now they've gotten rid of it from the Irish brand of Walker's crisps.
Did you complain or something like that?
No, but I just... Okay, you have Mr. Tato there, and you've Walker's crisps with the Union Jack on it. No, Mr. Tato won, unfortunately, even though I like the taste of Walker's crisps. Let me squeeze in one final message on this from Graham.
So you won't support England, but you flood Dublin Airport on a Saturday morning or a Friday night, flying over to support their club. What's the point?
Well, you're not supporting their club. They're supporting their clubs.
Oh, the
thousands
of... The amount of money... Have you ever been in the airport on a Saturday morning?
Yeah, I have, yeah.
It's literally Premier League jerseys. The amount of money that leaves this country...
To support the English League.
It just beggars belief.
Wow, Andrew is going to keep in touch with us. Andrew
he's keeping the flag up.
No, that's what I was about to say. He has said he is keeping the flag.
Have you seen his latest message there?
No, what did he say?
Yeah, listen to the show, just as I expected, bigots everywhere. The flag isn't coming down, it's coming home. No, I agree with every part apart from the last sentence.
Andrew, fair play to you for getting in contact with us. We really appreciate it. He's keeping his flag in his bedroom window. We will not be disclosing his location, other than what he said himself, he lives in Lucan. But anyway, Andrew, we appreciate you contacting us on Opinions Matter. And by the way, if there's anything you want us to debate on this podcast, we do the show live most weekday afternoons, and then we make it into a podcast. If there's anything you want us to debate, send us an email, allopinionsmattershow@gmail.com, or you can send us a WhatsApp to 085-825-2626. Is that it?
That's it.
That's it.
See you on the next one.
If you're listening on Spotify or on Apple Podcasts, please hit subscribe or follow.
And recommend it to a friend.
Exactly.
Why didn't you say that?
I don't get paid enough to say that.
Okay, I'll say it then. Recommend it to a friend, especially if they live abroad, if they're an expat, if they're lonely. I mean, my best friend, as you know, lives in America, and he listens to this every day because he says it's like being in Dublin.
Sure.
But what he actually said was it's like sitting on the top of a bus with a load of scumbag shouting at each other. That's what he said. We probably shouldn't use that as the advertising.
Share this podcast with your friends abroad and let them know that Adrian and Jeremy do this thing every day of the week. Thank you for listening. We'll catch you on the next one.
Opinions matter. Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.